Welcome to Day 10 of the Art of Ritual Meditation Course. Once again, sit however you like, but if you're like most people, you'll find that sitting upright in a desk chair or on a cushion is helpful. Lying down, for mysterious reasons, is hard to do. One falls asleep or finds that it's just harder to pay attention. It's a very common experience. So, sit comfortably, spine erect, and bring your attention to the feeling of your body resting in space. And as you bring your attention to the breath, rather than feel that you are aiming at the breath, trying to dive down into it or get closer to it, just receive it. Just be the space in which it is appearing all on its own. Most of us, when we begin to meditate, we start from a position that seems to be behind our eyes, up in the head, as a kind of locus of consciousness that then has to pay attention strategically to the breath or to sounds or sensations. And there's this feeling of aiming at objects. But this, you'll find, is another concept. This itself breaks down when you pay attention to it. Everything's just appearing on its own, in the flow of consciousness. As you are paying attention to each breath, notice if you are anticipating the breath, if you are waiting for it, if you are leaning into it. And see if you can fall back into just merely witnessing what appears, the moment it appears, without making any effort. If you have any discomfort in your body, you can move to try to relieve it. But as you do, notice all of the sensations associated with moving. And then, come back to the sensation of breathing. And the moment you notice that you're lost in thought, see if you feel any judgment at all, which is, if you think about it, itself just another thought. Just notice the whole complex of thinking as another raw experience in consciousness, just like a sound, just like the sound of my voice. And then return to feelings in your body, to other sounds, to the breath, leaving your mind wide open like the sky, or like a mirror in which everything is appearing, brightly reflected. In the last minute of the session, bring your attention to the sensations in your face and head. Notice whatever you feel there, tension, heat or cold, vibration. How is it you know you have a face or head? You might observe that the sense that you are inside your head or behind your face is in fact not accurate. Everything you're calling your face or your head, all of these sensations, are simply appearing in consciousness, in the same space that the breath is appearing. Just feel these sensations, and let your mind rest as the prior condition in which all sensations are arising and changing in each moment. Well, that has been 10 sessions of meditation, and there will be many more, and many more refinements to this practice, because I think you can see now, there is nothing in principle excluded from the practice. Sounds, sensations, feelings, moods, thoughts, all of these are potential objects of clear awareness. And, as we continue and begin to deconstruct normal waking consciousness with this technique, you'll begin to see that in the end, you're really not doing anything when you meditate. It's not something that you're adding to your experience. You're actually doing less than you normally do. You're simply no longer being distracted while everything is arising on its own. And the level of psychological relief you can experience as a result of that is really hard to exaggerate. It is the antidote to almost everything that ails us in terms of our psychological suffering and our reactivity. Our anger, our embarrassment, our worry. It is a kind of universal solvent, this practice, which gives us the freedom to do with our attention what seems most useful in any given moment. The first days and weeks of this practice, even on intensive retreat, are only the beginning. This is like learning a new instrument, or a new sport, or a game like chess. You can't expect to begin to know what mastery is like, or even competence is like, this early. But you may have seen glimmers of it. And as we continue, those glimmers can become more and more the character of your daily experience. So again, thank you for your efforts, and I'll see you next time for Session 11 of the Art of Ritual Meditation Course.